Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The pandemic has been tough on many industries in South Dakota, including tourism and visitor services. And yet, Custer State Park posted record visitation numbers last year, and inquiries from potential visitors are strong. As some people dream of a post-COVID travel binge, others are visiting the state now, in the middle of the pandemic, seeking wide open spaces and indoor dining. It's a complicated picture, but our next guest has navigated changing markets and dynamic politics before. Jim Hagan is Secretary of the State Department of Tourism, and he joins us for an outlook on 2020. Secretary Hagan, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Oh, good afternoon, Lori. It feels like it's been about 2 years since we visited, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
It's good to be on the program. Thank you.
We need that infusion of enthusiasm that only Jim Hagan can bring to our conversations, too. In such difficult times. I want to start with, you know, we can talk about numbers and visitors, but I really want to start with the people who work in this industry in the state, because this has to have been incredibly difficult for them to worry about their jobs, for many to not be able to continue to work or to struggle to go to work safely when visitors do come. So talk to me a little bit about some of the things you've been watching unfold with the business owners and the service workers throughout the state during this really difficult time.
Right. Thanks, Lori. You know, when I think back to last March, which seems like an eternity ago, doesn't it? As this pandemic was unfolding and as we got into April, things were looking so bleak. If you could have seen my email inbox or had access to my cell phone, the tourism businesses and partners and friends that I was hearing from on a daily basis, it was quite overwhelming, actually. They were scared for their future, scared for their families, afraid for their employees and what was going to happen. Were we even going to have a tourism season? And the margins for so many of these small businesses are so thin, and they just barely hang on. And so things were bleak. As you looked at it at the travel and tourism landscape on a national scale, more than half the jobs in the travel and tourism industry disappeared, 50%. And in the state, we saw jobs in the travel and tourism sector lead the state in terms of the number of jobs that disappeared. And so those were the realities in front of us. And but as things started to unfold into May, late May and June, there was no question, Lori, given the research that we have access to, really what cutting edge research, there was a segment of the American population that was still wanting to be inspired and was definitely going to travel. And they were looking for wide open spaces. They were looking to travel by car because they felt safest in that manner. And so as an industry and as a department, our job was to really relay to our businesses, our tourism businesses, listen, there are folks who are going to come to the state. So we need to do all we can to give them a safe experience while they're here. And so we were pushing on a weekly basis, if not daily basis, health and hygiene protocols, whether those were coming from the South Dakota Department of Health or the CDC, to make sure that those visitors could visibly see safety measures in place and that we were doing all we could to keep them healthy. And so whether you were going into a hotel and seeing sneeze guards and hand sanitizer everywhere, our touchless points of contact, or non-touchless points of contact, the industry stepped up, and that's what they were doing. And so, as a department, all we could do is just make sure that we were relaying information to the industry, like, safety is the new hospitality. That's the new mantra. And so let's do all we can, like I said, to keep them safe. So as things unfolded then through June and July and August, we did see visitation pick up in a pretty good manner. And again, it was those visitors looking for wide open spaces, looking for less populated places. And so when you looked at Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and South Dakota in particular, we were definitely seeing an uptick in visitation.
One of those challenges then too is in that national conversation during that time is about super spreader events and some of the things that you also have to navigate. And you're very good at, saying, we don't check your, we don't check your birth certificate or your political party or your voter registration card at the border of South Dakota, all are welcome. But you're also sort of managing this messaging as well, because it's not, we're not an isolated state. Tell me a little bit about how some of that communication happened, where you say, we're going to make this as safe as possible. We're going to welcome you to these wide open spaces, but we're also going to not be the state that spread things to other states.
Right. You know, when we got to those points where we were having larger events, again, the thing that was in our control, in the department's control, was to have those conversations with our industry, all of our partners. Doesn't matter if you are a restaurant, a hotel, a bed and breakfast, any sort of gift shop. What was in our control is making sure that they knew this was going to be essential. Visitors were going to look for those protocols to be in place. And I believe it was the U.S. Travel Association who did coin that phrase, safety is the new hospitality. And we really took that to heart, and we tried to get the industry, and we're successful in getting them to accept that mantra too, and to make that their mantra is that, yes, I mean, above all, safety is what we're going to have to provide. And we have to do all we can to make sure, like I said, that we're keeping those families healthy when they're here. One other thing I would add is I'm often asked this, and in fact, I was just asked the other day, how long are we going to have these protocols in place and these hygiene measures in place? And frankly, Lori, I don't see that disappearing. I think that's a new expectation for visitors as we look out into the horizon, maybe in perpetuity. That's just going to be another added layer that visitors expect when they come to our businesses. And so, much like if you look for a hotel, does it have a swimming pool? Do they have comfortable beds and all those amenities? Do they have safety protocols in place? And I don't see that going away. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things that I'm hearing here in Sioux Falls from some people who work in the restaurant industry in places where business is really picking up, and in this case, people coming from Minnesota and are just so thrilled and relieved to be able to eat at an indoor, have an indoor dining experience, and some events are coming to town. And I'm asking you this to sort of look forward a little bit, because clearly we are not out of this pandemic. I don't want to imply that we are, but I do want to point you to that sense of exuberance and pent up need and, celebratory someday we'll be vaccinated and we'll be able to do these things. And yet you can't, it's not just going to all go back from an economic standpoint to the way it was. So let's talk a little bit about long-term impact as things have, businesses have closed and employees have moved on to other kinds of work. And then at some point, visitors are already in some cases flooding back in, and some places are having a hard time keeping up.
Yeah, that is such an excellent point. And, one of our biggest needs, and it could be the biggest need that we've had in the tourism industry over the last number of years, has been the labor force. We just have not been able to attract the number of workers that so many of our businesses have needed. And to your point now, is hopefully as we begin to see light at the end of this tunnel, and we work our way back towards welcoming those visitors again and in larger numbers, I believe that's going to be another, it's still going to be an issue for us. The labor force is going to be an issue. And so that's one thing, that will always be before us in the years to come. And again, looking at the visitors who will be coming, there is no question that you hit it right on the head, Lori. There is pent-up demand now, and once we get through this pandemic and we're at the point where people are vaccinated and they feel comfortable in traveling again, and we're seeing every week that sentiment is starting to get better now. There's more optimism. People are feeling better about planning. And I just saw data yesterday, and we heard last week at the tourism conference that next July is really kind of the monumental target for so many visitors, saying July 2021 is when we're going to start feeling super comfortable in traveling again if things keep trending the way that they're trending. So, yeah, it's pent-up demand will be there, and with that, again, we'll come the need for labor and all these things. Like I said, that's always been there, but you know, we'll just have to take it a day at a time, a month at a time, as we ease our way out of this pandemic and things hopefully return to normal.
And as businesses struggle to plan for that, because it's really difficult to say that anything is, you know, a sure thing right now, talk a little bit. We had a change in federal leadership with President Joe Biden. What do we know about the visa, H-2B visas, and bringing people in from other places to support those businesses as employees? What's changed, and what do we just not know yet?
Yeah, great question. So, there, you know, South Dakotans, whether it be our South Dakota, whether it be in the tourism industry or the ag industry or construction industry, has relied upon H-2B workers and J-1 visa workers. And without those workers, it's a tough row to hoe. And so they have been godsends to this industry. And so I'm not quite sure how things are going to stack up at this point. I think it's too early to tell. But I do know that the U.S. Travel Association, which is the entity that really advocates for all 50 state tourism offices and cities around the country, they have opened up a great dialogue with the Biden administration. And I do believe that the administration has brought back some former Obama administration folks who were very instrumental in growing travel and tourism during those years. So, yeah, we'll see. It's a little still too early to tell, and especially with the pandemic still going on, exactly how those two programs will be affected, the H-2B and the J-1. But we'll see. But I do think once we do get through the pandemic, I do think that there is an appreciation for the new administration that there's a need, especially in rural states like South Dakota.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. We're talking with Secretary Jim Hagan of the State Department of Tourism. Secretary Hagan, Governor Kristi Noem in her State of the State address talked about tourism and a new strategic plan and looking for new markets and targeting, in her words, key demographics that have an interest in our parks, history, culture, and great outdoors. You have your finger on this pulse incredibly well. Tell us what some of those new markets might be she's excited about.
Yeah, thank you, Lori. You know, Dallas, Texas was a new market that we were going to add, but we put a pause on that last March as the pandemic really hit. And so Dallas, Texas is an exciting new market for us. The level of interest there, the number of inquiries coming in has just been exploding over the last 2 years. And so when the time is right, I can't tell you right now whether we'll add Dallas back yet this year, but we're keeping a close eye on it. Chicago continues to explode for us in interest. It's really been a great market for us. We have our staples like Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Des Moines, and Lincoln and Omaha, Nebraska. The Front Range in Colorado and Denver have performed really well for us. We're seeing expanding interest in the Pacific Northwest, down into California as well. We're seeing expanding interest in Michigan, in Indiana and Ohio. So it's fun to see it growing both ways, east and west of us. So in terms of our audiences, you know, we really have been fortunate over the last number of years that technology has allowed many entities, including our department, to really target in on our key audiences. And so we'll continue to refine that technology and really hone in on those folks that we know have a tendency to want to visit South Dakota. And that's really based upon their interests. You know, is it state parks, national parks? Is it Native American history and culture? Is it Old West history and culture, pioneer history and culture, all those things? So we're able to get very sophisticated very quickly and reach those people on the right platforms at the right time with the right message. And so we'll continue to refine those, like I said, those technologies, and really just, again, keep it. There isn't a state, Lori, that we couldn't be marketing in. We just, you know, we're fortunate and we're so blessed in this state that we have the state parks, the national parks, the history that is so appealing. And we really are the ultimate road trip state. And so as we do surveys, it's very rare that we find any demographic or any citizen of a state that says, oh, I'm not interested in South Dakota. They're like, of course, I want to go
yeah,
there.
No, thanks. So,
exactly. So it's fun to see that interest out there and then to, you know, to slowly expand as our budget may expand a little bit too, to begin to cast that net a little wider.
Right. And from a budget standpoint, talk a little bit about that. Will we see long-term impact of, you know, of this crunch on tourism and the visitor industry and the arts, you know, as also part of your purview? Or has the state funding, the federal COVID funding, has that been enough? Is there ongoing need, you know, for congressional support? What do you sort of see as the big picture about COVID relief funding and what you need to keep things moving in a positive direction?
Right. You know, we were very fortunate. The governor really does have her fingers on the pulse of tourism. And so between Governor Noem's support in the legislature's support of providing CARES relief money to the industry, that was a godsend to us, not only at the state level, but to cities as well, to what we call destination marketing organizations, whether it be a group like Experience Sioux Falls or the Lemon Chamber of Commerce. Money was made available to help all of those entities with marketing. So a true godsend, and that helped a lot, Lori. So I would say year to date, our budget is down probably, you know, somewhere between 12% and 15%, which is not bad considering when I look at what's happening in the rest of the country, actually it's right. Really good. And so we'll just, you know, we'll continue to see how things play out. You know, I know that there's definitely interest and talk in D.C. about another COVID relief package coming through Congress. And so, again, we'll see how that all plays out. But I would say today we're in a much better position than I ever thought we would be last March.
Yeah. So here's a kind of quirky question for you, Jim. when you're sending out messaging, are people responding to, you know, South Dakota, wide open spaces, the outdoors? Are they responding to indoor dining picture and people are in masks? When you talk about safety, do people want to sort of not think about it when they're, you know, engaging with the messaging and just think about things that inherently look safe? Or are they wanting to see openly, like, this is a state that's got it figured out by seeing people, you know, interact with safety protocols? What messages work?
That's an excellent question. So what we're seeing consumers say is there is no question that they are interested in seeing wide open spaces that they can get out and safely social distance from one another. So that is very appealing. I would say when you bring it down closer to the local level, whether it be a Sioux Falls, a Rapid City, a Yankton, Aberdeen, that consumers are definitely saying that they love and are very open to seeing ads where people are masked up. And so we keep that in mind. It's a combination of both. It seems more at the local level, they're wanting to see that safety message. At the state level, we're really pushing our great outdoors, our state parks, our national parks. And we're reminding people, I was just asked this yesterday too, we're reminding visitors that when the time is right for them, that great places will be waiting for them, or great places are waiting for them. We're not hitting them over the head and saying, book now, come now. Our message has always been, when it feels right for you and the time is right for you, we'll be waiting for you. And so we're going to continue with that message. We're going to be very cognizant of consumer sentiment and just, you know, really pay attention and be sensitive to what consumers are saying with our message. And I know that all of our local partners are doing that as well.
Yeah. One more question for you, and it goes back to Governor Noem's State of the State, where she talked about agritourism and the First Gentleman's Small Town Initiative to get people off the beaten path. As we went through this pandemic, one of the great things I think the world realized was the importance of knowing where your food comes from. And of course, South Dakota has this huge potential agritourism, farm-to-table, you know, precision ag kind of culture going on. Can you tell me a little something before I let you go about your ongoing work with agritourism and what that might look like in the future?
Yes, we are so excited about this initiative. So as part of our strategic plan a couple of years ago, and we'll actually be working on a brand new strategic plan in the next couple of months, but agritourism was one of the areas that we identified that people were interested in. And of course, we had the ability to grow. And so it has really started to blossom over the last, I would say, 18 to 24 months. SDSU Extension just announced a wonderful program called Agritourism SD. And it's really a more in-depth program on how you get involved in agritourism. It provides mentors and coaches on the best way to do this. If your listeners have any questions, don't hesitate to contact the Department of Tourism or South Dakota State University's Extension Office. It's brand new, just was announced, but we're so excited. You're spot on, Lori. I mean, we are in a world today where people are looking, again, to get out into the outdoors, to get to farms and ranches and experience those off-the-beaten-path places and experiences where, they can go to a working farm for a day and see what it's like to grow crops or to harvest in an orchard or there's just so many different things that agritourism covers, a honey farm, a strawberry field, all these different things. So, a local brewery or winery is part of agritourism as well. So we have a ton of room and potential here, and we're excited about it. So be sure, if your listeners are interested, reach out to the Department of Tourism or SDSU Extension and ask about the Agritourism SD program, brand new.
Wonderful. All right. You got a little surprise at the tourism conference with the Ben Black Elk Award, and you truly were surprised by that. Oh, it's pretty clear.
I was. Yeah. I'm still shocked. And really what I said is getting that award is just an extension of the work that my team does and that the industry as a whole does. I may be the figurehead, the secretary of the department, but I'm only getting this award on behalf of those folks. I sincerely mean that. I feel so fortunate to work in this industry. I love the state. I think we have such an incredible state and are so blessed to live here. So that award was accepted on behalf of the entire industry and my team. And
well deserved. Hey, Jim Hagen, thanks so much for joining us today. It's nice to hear your voice again.
It's good to talk to you, Lori. Look forward to visiting with you again soon.